Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I know that's frightening to you, but that's what we got, and I'm going to continue this mayhem as long as I can. As long as I get people like Grace Marie Turner, one of the smartest people I know, one of my heroes, a great American, the president of the Galen Institute, as long as she'll keep joining me, I'm going to keep doing this. And Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Tell us about the Galen Institute.
We are a think tank specializing in healthcare and particularly trying to save consumers from the clutches of government at Galen.org. And we also run a website called ObamacareWatch.org that will keep you up to date with everything that's happening to try to get rid of as much of this law as we possibly can.
And we're going to change that in a year or two. We're going to change that to ObamacareGone.com, right?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? You know, we were trying to think, well, if they repeal Obamacare, what do we call it? I love it. Obamacare gone.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if it's available right now. I may go ahead and get it. Hey, Grace Marie, on the association health plans, buying across state lines, all the stuff that we tried to get done, you were so instrumental in back in 05 and 06 with the Enzi bill, all those things. Have we got a chance to get those things installed?
We do, and I think if we can give the American people, and particularly small businesses, escape hatches, we can begin to heal the small group and individual market for health insurance, which have been decimated by Obamacare.
Right.
But allowing people to have choices to escape from the incredible requirements and the onerous mandates and benefit requirements of Obamacare, where people are forced to buy many more benefits than they want or need or mostly can afford. So give people escape hatches with these temporary policies that do not have to operate under Obamacare rules, association health plans, so associations can get together and do volume purchasing as small businesses. I think we can begin the process of helping to give people more choices, which is what they were promised with Obamacare, right? But real choices and choices that they want to buy, so the market will respond with good options.
Right.
I believe it's possible.
Well, and I believe, Grace Marie, that had the Enzi bill passed, and this is when I declared war on AARP, and between AARP and Senator Kennedy, they killed the Enzi bill, and I believe that if the Enzi bill had been allowed to pass back then, that there would have been so much, people would have fallen in love with those kinds of choices, that there would never have been, there would have been a hue and a cry across America. People would have taken to the streets against Obamacare, the notion of Obamacare. If we can ever get this into the mainstream, out into on the marketplace, Grace Marie, I don't think people will ever turn it loose. Health savings accounts are great. And the reason, one of the reasons we know they're great was because Obamacare was modeled after HSAs.
Well, and one of the things that the Congress is seriously looking at is trying to figure out a way to give people even more options for their health savings account,
right,
for their flexible spending account, to give people more control over their own money. My goodness, what a novel idea.
Right. And you'd be able to give that money to your children, and you know the group that ought to be more interested in this than anybody else, black males,
young people,
black males, black men. You know why? They have the shortest lifespan, the record of their lifespan, of any other group, black males, and if they can pay whatever they pay in, they can give that money to their family. Why wouldn't they want that? Why, to have some kind of a legacy from all the insurance money that they paid in their lives? Why wouldn't
Absolutely
that be a vote getter?
Having the individual's control choices and resources is so antithetical to what politicians want. They want to tell us what to do. They want to control everything that we do. And basically, we're saying we don't want to have any of that. And
yep.
That's why for now 8 years, people have been fighting back against Obamacare because they don't realize control. That's the bottom
right.
line.
That's
they
exactly
want
right.
individual control. And that's what we're trying to do. And what I'm heading to Capitol Hill right now to have meetings to figure out how do we give individuals and small businesses more control over their own money, including how they get their health
insurance. Well, you tell them that we're out here demanding this on Main Street. Grace Marie, I'm proud of you. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.